It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Okay, welcome back to the Labatt Studio. It's quarter number two. It's time for Tucker's Tape. It's been a fun-filled, record-setting, action-packed football season. The only way to end it is with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Head to the app right now and check out all they have to offer, including countless prop bets and football squares, including the team to commit the most turnovers, including overtime, the total points in the Super Bowl. My personal favorite is the Doink Special prop bet, kick to hit the uprights or the crossbar. All kinds of prop bets for you. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the code KSN. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN, and get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. The bonus is comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. The deposit bonus requires a 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Okay, 2019 position reviews continue. Moved over to the defensive side of the ball. It's time to talk about the secondary, the defensive backs. I'll let you start, Ross. General overview before we start getting into some of the players. 2019, looking back, defensive backs, general thoughts.
As a unit, I thought that they were a little disappointing. I thought that they would perform better. They had more experience, more returnees coming back, and with the front seven that they had, they should have been able to play better than they did. The amount of playing time given to new guys like Brisker, Wilson, certainly Keaton Ellis, I think is a pretty good indicator that some of the upperclassmen did not play as well as they would have wanted them to. It's interesting. I think receiver position and secondary were probably the two most disappointing positions on the team. They're the ones that go against each other all the time in practice. And in a passing league, you know, passing world that we live in, they're very important. I mean, very important. And it's interesting, though, because when you go through it individually, there were guys that exceeded expectations and guys that disappointed. It doesn't feel like there were that many guys that were what I thought they would be. So I'll go through them. I will say this. I think they lose two guys. They lose Garrett Taylor and John Reed. But getting Gordon and Wilson and Brisker and Ellis, those young guys all back, I think that's probably a net win for them. So at corner, Tariq Castro Fields is returning, and I think he's making a good decision. He was kind of up and down during the season. He made some good plays, but
he wasn't consistent.
He was not consistent at all, and he's too physically gifted to not play better than he does
on a consistent basis.
And, you know, at some point, and I rarely call out coaches, and I don't know these kids. You know, I never really met Tariq Castro Fields, right? So I don't know these kids, and I do know the coaches, and they're good guys. But I guess I'd like to see some more development. I guess I'd like to feel like John Reed's getting better. I feel like John Reed was the same guy his whole time. I don't really feel like Castro Fields is getting better. I don't think, Bob, it's not a good look. I don't know if it's Banks or Terry Smith, who's an awesome guy, but I would like to see more of these guys getting better.
Yeah, especially if you commit to playing them their first year. Like, there's really no reason for them not. If they show something as freshmen, then why aren't they showing more
later
each year? Tariq Castro Fields last year was one of the more mystifying players on the Penn State roster. I really thought, man, he was going to ascend into one of the better cornerbacks in the Big Ten, and it just didn't happen. He ran hot and cold, and when he was bad, He was pretty bad. It surprised me. The talent's definitely there, but this is definitely a very interesting position. I think Ross is right. One other guy I would mention for this year is Joey Porter. I do think, even though they redshirted him, they think of him as a guy that either could start or play a lot. And there's really a youth movement, I think, going on at corner. Because if you would throw Trent Gordon in there, I think they like those guys. The fact they were all on the field late in the Cotton Bowl, I think there was something wrong with Castro Fields. But, you know, Marquise made an interception. They need to get better. They need to tackle better in space. And they need to learn how to track the ball better. And if they can't do that, they're against some good wideouts, they're going to give up big plays. And we talked about the coverage bus. I don't know where that originates, whether it's the safeties, the call coming in, or the corners. Right. But that was also an issue down the stretch.
I would just say, big picture perspective, they got roughed up big time. Pitt lit them up. Second half of the Michigan game, they were lit up. Minnesota torched them. Memphis had its way with them, right, as a secondary. And they won, you know, three of those four games.
And
they
their
won.
Pass rush was getting pressure a lot. It was not like the quarterback had all day. That's really concerning. Yeah. Like, if the pass rush is getting pretty good pressure, they should not have gotten lit up like they did.
Yeah, the Indiana game too, especially. I think they threw for over 300 yards.
Yes, Indiana game was
there
ridiculous.
Were a lot. The thing I remember most about the second half is just being in position to either make a tackle or make a play, and no play was made. That's what I remember most, and those dumb busts.
Yeah, you had mental errors where guys, nobody's covering them.
Right,
way too often. Number two, they did not do a great job of making the play on the football. You know, some of that's natural ability. Some of that I wonder if they're being coached up well enough. Like, you watch Ohio State. Every time it's a 50-50 ball, they don't win every 50-50 ball. But those guys, like, their heads turn around. They're taking their arm. They're ripping up through the receiver. It just – I mean, I don't know. And you can sit here and say, okay, well, Okuda and Wade, they're more talented. But Castro Fields was talked about as being one of those guys. John Reed was a very heavily recruited player. John Reed had Alabama offers when he was in 10th grade. You know, it's concerning. So the busts, the 50-50 balls, and the tackling.
The tackling.
The tackling was atrocious. Like, so I would look at it and say, okay, maybe he's not great on 50-50 balls, but he's a good tackler. Who are we talking about? Who are we talking about? So let me just go through it. I thought Castro Fields, up and down, he had his moments, but not nearly as good as he should be for his ability. Garrett Taylor, I thought, was the same as he was the year before. He didn't, Bob, correct me if I'm wrong, he didn't take a step forward.
Yeah, you want to talk about, I mentioned the Minnesota game, and I mentioned what Justin Shorter didn't do. There was a play, I think it was Minnesota's first touchdown, where they ran a blitz, the receiver got up the sideline loose, Garrett Taylor came over to make the play at midfield and just whiffed badly in the open field.
He was late.
On a tackle, and they might have scored, or they were ran down inside the five, and that was... It was just tone setting, and you just need more. You need more from your. They're the last line of defense for a reason. They're supposed to be sure tacklers, especially the safeties, and they just didn't do it enough. That Ohio State game where they forced Lamont Wade forced all those fumbles was great, but it was really the exception to the rule in many respects.
Keeping it going, Andy, at some of the other positions, I thought Lamont Wade was a pleasant surprise. I thought he did a lot of positive things. I didn't even think he'd play. I thought it'd be Sutherland. And I thought Wade was a good tackler and did really help them. And I thought he was a positive. And if you are talking about Tim Banks, who coaches the safeties more, I would tell you that that's a feather in his cap, how Lamont Wade played this year. You know, I thought we'd see more of Sutherland.
Yeah. He's taken that Nick Scott route a little too seriously where, you know, they've liked him for a while. Nick Scott actually changed positions. It's probably delayed his development. But we didn't see Scott or really much at Troy Apke until the very end.
Right.
It sure feels like...
Saw a lot of Sutherland on special
teams. It's going to be... And I think he led the special teams in tackles.
Yeah.
But he just, like, in the 2018 season, somebody got hurt or somebody didn't start, and he had, like, 9 tackles at Illinois. And I thought, oh, man, this guy's going to be really good. But he just...
I thought he would start.
Yeah.
He's their fourth safety. I mean, it was
He was Taylor, this year, yeah.
Wade, they like Brisker.
Yeah. Brisker more than...
Yeah, he played a lot more
Brisker
than
is intriguing.
Brisker is Brisker, intriguing. Brisker
that might be an A. Shea guy right there.
That was my guy. I love that guy since he was in high school.
Brisker, since he was in high school?
He went to Gateway.
Yeah, you remember him from high school?
I absolutely did.
Brisker almost should play linebacker. I mean, they don't need a linebacker, but he's a big, good kid. Like... Brisker is intriguing. You have to think, next year they're fine. Brisker, Wade, Sutherland. The question is, can any of them take the next step?
Right.
I think Brisker has the potential to be a game wrecker. Like, I think Brisker can make some legitimate plays. The other corner, John Reed, I would say, again, he had some moments. He had some good moments.
He had some penalties, too.
He had penalties. He had some good moments.
Some of them weren't deserved, too.
Right.
There's something in the pit game.
He had some moments on 50-50 balls. You know, when I watch John Reed, you know what I think of? I think there's a reason why NFL teams don't draft 5'9 corners.
Right.
And I guess they list him at 5'10, but,
yeah.
And he's got a great vertical jump. But, like, going against those Minnesota kids, like...
Ohio State receivers.
You know, the jump, your vertical jump only helps. This will sound stupid, but your vertical jump only helps if you jump. You know what I mean? Like, how many times did he not get a chance to get off the ground?
Right.
I don't know what happened, but he wasn't able to get off the ground.
Yeah, that Iowa game, they had it wrapped up. It was 17-6. He didn't look back for the ball. The guy made the play right
Great
over
catch.
Him. Next thing you know, Penn State's got to run its 4-minute offense, or maybe they lose that game, and they were in complete control because John Reed did not look back and fight that receiver for the catch.
All right, let's talk about some of the young guys in the last minute. I think the corner position, the amount of snaps and plays that you saw from Marquise Wilson, Keaton Ellis, and Trent Gordon – is invaluable for this team going forward as we're looking at 2020.
Without question, those guys are coming. I wouldn't be surprised if they're better at number two and number three corner next year with these young guys, because usually college, NFL, even high school, you make the biggest step between your first year playing and your second year playing. I know I did all three levels.
All right, that'll do it for quarter number two from the Labatt Studio. Stick around. We've got plenty of your questions and his answers. Ask Ross is coming up next.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change. Which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.